Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I am your host, Natasha. How are you all doing out there? I hope you all are blessed and well and in good health. I have to go take a sip of water because, as all of my listeners know who know me well, that I love water. So let me take a sip of water. And all of you who are coffee drinkers, tea drinkers, you should do the same. So let's just relax this morning and let's just talk about our topic. So many people worry about what others think of them, and this was a request from so many people that wanted me to talk about this topic. It's been doing very well, so this is part two of it. We got to stop caring what other people think of us, right? So I just want to ask you ladies out there, do any of your behaviors or thought interfere with your social life because you're worried about what others may think of you? I mean, just think about that. Like, your behaviors and your thoughts, it's all connected. Is there any interference in that area because you're worried about what others may think about you? You're worried about what others are saying about you? 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes. We, basically into society, let's just say it just plain like this, ladies. You know, I don't really care about what others may think of me, and I always say this, whoever don't want to listen to me, they are welcome to tune into another show. Some people say this is like the candid station, anything goes. That is not true. This is more of a, I'm just one who just speaks the truth, and a lot of people that's listening can relate because these are things that has happened in a lot of these ladies' lives. You all out there know that it's many people suffering because we worry about what people may think of us, what we should do, what we should think, what we should say, because if we do or say the wrong thing, somebody might not like us. Now, in certain cases, yes, we have to be respectful. Respectful is totally different at what people may think. How can I just say this? Because I don't want to be too candid, because some people may say, well, you know what, Tasha, we don't understand what you're saying. So I got to kind of pause. I was going to say something else. I know, ladies, you out there are laughing at me. So I'm going to pause for a minute, and I'm going to just switch. Let's just go to talk about something else, because I don't want people to take it personal who are newcomers to the air. So I'm just going to just be a little bit more calm at this time. But ladies out there, I want you all to know that stop worrying about what people are thinking of you, okay? Yes, you have to be respectful towards others. Is a certain way that we have to dress at times? Is a certain way that we have to speak towards others? That's just respect. That's normal. But when it comes to you changing your personality because someone else thinks you should act a certain way, then that's a problem, because we all know we should be comfortable in ourselves. Be yourself and you'll feel so much more comfortable. You'll be so much relaxed. You're not going to care what people think. So what if you may speak fast? Speak fast. I'm a fast talker, and many people have been listening to the show. You know, like when times are now, I begin to do my speech. You'd be like, oh my God, there she go, that speed talking. But I've learned to like pause and turn it down, slow it down, Natasha. And that's worked out for me. But that's on the respect of others. Maybe sometimes when I'm speed talking, people, they can't grasp onto the information. It's not registered as fast. So I have to slow it down and speak clearly where people can understand me. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to walk around and go be speaking to people like this. Hello, how are you doing? How was your day today? No, that's not me. That is not my character. I'm a bubbly person. I love who I am. I love the way I speak. I love the way that I act. I have a sense of humor. I like to make people laugh, not so serious. And, you know, in life, we got to learn how to loosen up. So we cannot expect others to always like us. There are many people going on in this life they're going on worrying about what people are saying or thinking of them, and they're trying to change to please somebody else. Now, the person that you may be trying to please or change for, have you ever thought about maybe they have issues or they have problems? We cannot please others, and I'm going to say this three times. Ladies, you can say it with me, and the word is so what. I'm going to get ready to say it three times because I want that to register in your head every time you're trying to please something or please someone to get them to like you, to accept you. We're going to say, so what, so what, so what. Say that again, ladies. So what, so what, so what. But we stand up respectively because we cannot worry about what other people are thinking about us all the time. Don't change who you are. Now, I'm not saying sometimes we do need to work on our ways. If we're rude to others, if we are thinking bad about others and we don't even know them, a lot of times we have to examine ourselves. But I'm talking about if you are a person, and maybe your personality is to be a comedian, or maybe your personality is to be this nice, loving person. Somebody else may be very talkative, but they're generous and they're just, they light up the room when they walk in. But somebody said, you're a little, you have a little bit too much personality, like your character is just too much. Why don't you just slow it down and be normal? I've heard others tell other people to change who they are, and I disagree. I believe that, yes, like I said, always respect others, respect yourself, but don't become someone else. If you are Jessica, be a Jessica. If you are Anna, be an Anna. If you are Renee, be a Renee. If you are a Beth, be a Beth. If you are a Karen, be Karen. Don't Karen, don't you be Beth, Beth, don't be Karen. Jessica, don't be Renee, Renee, don't be Jessica. Be who you are created to be. And when you do that, you're going to just live life in so much peace, because when people think that you could change and your mother will think that you should change because you're not the right woman for her son, because you should be a little bit more calm, or maybe you should be a little bit more bubbly, or maybe you should be a little bit more intellectual, you have to say within yourself, you don't have to say it to the person, please do not be rude or disrespectful to others, but you just say it within yourself, so what? I know you don't like the way I talk. I know you don't like the way I act, but so what? Jessica is going to be Jessica. Karen is going to be Karen. Beth is going to be Beth. You have to be who you are created to be. Don't try to live other people's dream. And let me tell you something, ladies out there, and we all are guilty of this maybe some point in our life, especially when we were growing up and we were in our teens and our early 20s and late 20s. We all go through this process of what can we do or be so that someone else can approve us and accept us. Sometimes we live up to other people's expectations, and in doing so, we're not happy with ourselves. We have to learn how to live up to our expectations. We have to learn how to do exactly what we want to do. What exactly is it that you want to do in life? What do you love to do? And that's something that we have to work on. I've spoken to women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and believe it or not, many women are stuck trying to prove something to others, and it's become a habit. So sometimes we have to learn that we can't please everyone in our life. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be some people that will love you and some people that will not like you. And sometimes we spend so much time trying to get people to love us and accept us. And we have to say, you know what? Time is ticking. Ladies, how old are you? Now, you don't have to say that or call it and give your age, but just think about 5 years ago. When you were trying to get someone to love you and to accept you, whether it was a man, whether it was your mother, your father, your friend, and it didn't work out. And maybe from then 5 years ago to this present moment, look at the time that was spent trying to prove something to others. This is only for those who deep down you know you've been spending too much time trying to prove things to others, trying to get people to accept you. If they can't accept you, I'm sorry, ladies, but you know what you have to do. And on the count of three, let's say this. So what? So what? So what? Let's say it again. So what? So what? So what? And we're saying that respectfully. This is for us, ladies. We have to continue to say things within ourselves, speak to ourselves. Because if you're not careful, you don't watch it, you're going to spend a lot of your time trying to prove and please others. Why my mother-in-law don't like me, some of you may say. I try to go to the house and clean with her. I go to the store for her. I try to just do everything in my power to please this lady, but she seems not to quite like me. Let me ask you a question, ladies. If you've ever done that for someone, you try to bend over backwards for someone, it could be your husband. Yes, ladies, it could be your husband. If you're in a current relationship, you're seeing someone, you're dating someone, maybe a friend, a family member, how do you feel? Like, what is the feeling that you're feeling right now? Write down the way you're feeling, because you're doing things for these people, and it's been 10 years for some people, 5 years, months, weeks. You're doing things, and they're still looking at you like, this woman, I just don't like this woman. They don't care what you do, and you know it. You know, like, this lady, this man, they don't like nothing that I'm doing. I'm trying to please them. Write down the feeling. Pause right there. Stop right there. And take a minute and write down the feeling that you're feeling when you're trying to do things for people. You're bending over backwards for them, and yet they don't accept you. How do you feel? Write down your feelings right now. Then you ask yourself why you're doing it, because, yes, we kind of know, and this is just, it's not everything. Like, I don't even have 18 minutes left for the show, and I know you're doing it to be accepted, but there's more. If you begin to write down the reasons why you're doing it, if you begin to pick up a pen and write something down and list all the reasons why you're doing it, that pen is going to begin to flow, and you're going to look at your paper and go, wow, there's something wrong with me. It has nothing to do with them. They have their own issues. When somebody doesn't like you, ladies, we all know this, and it's because they have a problem with themselves. If you're respectful to this person and you're doing everything that you're supposed to do, you're not disrespecting this individual, but they continuously disrespect you, run over you, you're starting to feel like a doormat. They're doing that because they have some type of issue within themselves. But we're not focusing on them, because many times in my coaching sessions, this is what happened in my coaching sessions, ladies. People always say, so a lot of ladies do. They come and they go, well, you know what, Natasha, let me tell you what he did. And he made me feel like this. And when he did this, he did this. And when she said this, she did this. And this is why I did this, because I felt this way, and she should do this. Why would she do that? Now, we want to have a session about someone else. You can welcome to bring in, I always say, the second party, and we can have group. I do group sessions, but there's nothing wrong. But one-on-one, I always try to tell the ladies, like, we're going to focus on you. We're going to focus on ourselves, because so many women get breakthroughs when they work on themselves. And it's not going to matter what others are doing to you or saying about you. You're not going to care how they look at you, because you're going to become more confident. It's going to bounce off. As if someone threw a bounce basketball at you, it's going to bounce right back off and not even hurt you. Because if someone throws a basketball at you real hard with full force, it's going to hurt you. So when you begin to work on yourself and build up that strength and confidence, someone throws some word at you, it's going to bounce right off you, because you're going to become strengthened in your inner man. It may hurt a little bit now, but it's not going to last. That pain is not going to last. And ladies, if you're experiencing any kind of pain, those of you who just broke up with someone and you've been dating somebody, or those of you who are listening to me and you were married for years and now you're separated, or you are on the verge of getting a divorce, you need to hear this, what I'm saying. You cannot, let's not point the fingers at anybody. Yes, I understand. Let me tell you something. I am number one fan with pointing the finger at someone who did things to me to hurt me. But when I said, wow, they don't have the power over me, over my feelings, I tapped into that. I just felt like I had so much power within, so much power within. And you will begin to experience the inner peace because you're going to know, like, wow, I'm working on myself and I feel great. Ooh, that person just did this to me. That hurt. But it's not going to last forever. And many of you out there are walking around with pain because someone did something to you years ago and you never forgave them, but you're spending time trying to please them. You're doing things to them and for them, and they are not willing to accept you. It has nothing to do with you. So don't beat yourself up over that. Stop it. Ladies, I'm going to say this really loud so you can hear this. Stop it. Stop beating yourself up. Okay, ladies? It's time for us to just take control of our own lives so that we can walk into our destiny, so that we can feel so much more relaxed and we can become so full of peace and experience so much joy in our lives and happiness. Don't you want that, ladies? How would you feel if you had so much joy and happiness in your life? You'll be so happy and you'll be so ready to just walk and share the information with others, because this is what's happened in society, and we see it time and time that we're trying to change our bodies because we're looking at magazines. We look at the way people wear their hair. Oh, ladies, do you see a lot of women out there are getting, not just the breast implants, kind of been out for quite some time, but don't you notice a lot of people are getting butt implants? They want a big booty. That's just, sometimes we follow the trend. Somebody, oh, this is what's in right now, and this is what's in, and everybody started getting the breast implants. Everybody starts getting the butt. I mean, come on now. If you don't want to get some women, like I have, I don't want to say that on the air, but I've been blessed with curves. What some women are blessed with curves, and because they see other people getting these implants, they want their curves to be even bigger, and it's like, wow. So, and I'm saying all that because sometimes we follow people because we feel that we have to do that in order to be accepted, in order to be liked, in order to feel better about ourselves. So, yes, we all have the opportunity to do what we want to do in life, but I tell you, ladies, you have to make a decision to begin to work on yourself and love yourself. Let's not follow what others are doing. Let's do things because we want to do it. It's okay to be like, oh, let me try that, or let me do this. But if we're doing things for someone and they're not accepting us, you're doing nothing for beating yourself up. You're throwing yourself under the bus. You're hurting yourself. What is it about that individual that is causing you to bend over backwards and break your neck for them? What is it about that person? And you're going to come to realization and realize that it's not about that person, it's about you. So, ladies, I want you to just understand that you don't have to take that abuse. You don't have to continue to pick somebody up that's dependent on you. And if you don't go and pick them up because they don't have a car and you couldn't make it, yes, you may. Let's just say this, ladies. Okay. Okay, I don't want to stop fast talking because I want everybody to understand me because my time is running out. And you ladies who've been listening to the show, you know how I get when time is running out. I start to be talking. And I'm going to be respectful for the newcomers. I want to be respectful for you ladies too, but you know, I can't help it sometimes. But I work on it, and that's the thing. Sometimes we can't help, but when you work on things, it gets better, okay? And let me just continue to go on before I change the subject. All right, but you want to continue to work on you. And why do you want to continue to work on you? Because you're going to be more strengthened. and you're in a man, you are going to have so much peace, and you're not going to want to bend over backwards from someone because they're not going to accept you. Let's just go back to the subject. Let's just say you're driving someone, right, and they're saying, okay, come pick me up every Sunday, come pick me up every Monday or Tuesday. Yes, you've been doing it for a month, but maybe your schedule has changed. But you know that if you don't pick this person up, they're not going to like you. This is what sometimes that's not even the case, but maybe the thought that comes into your mind, I've been doing it for this person every week, but I can't do it anymore because my schedule has changed. But if I tell this person, they're going to not like me, not want to talk to me. This is what you think. Sometimes it's not what the other person is thinking. It's what you're thinking. And even if the other person is known to be like that, but like I said, you have to say, so what? So what? And it's not in a bad way. You have to respect yourself because you have to handle your own business. So, you know, you tell the person, yeah, I can't do this because my schedule has changed, and or maybe your car is not working, and just different things is going on. And if the person is not willing to understand you, then there's something wrong with them. Maybe they have a control issue. Maybe they're dealing with some other things in their life, but it has nothing to do with you. So if they don't like you, so what? If they don't understand you and you tried to come to them in a respectful manner, so what? You have to say, so what, ladies? You have to love yourself. You can still love that person even if they don't like you. Ladies, you know, who've been listening to me for quite some time, I'm a Christian, and I love people even if they hate me. I still love them. Now, if you do something to me right, like hit me and with a ball in my face real hard. Somebody said that. When somebody hit you in the face real hard with a ball, would you love them? I'm going to be upset at the time. But I'm still going to love them, you know? So it doesn't mean when someone does something to us, we are all human and we have these emotions. And let's just not get this. We just have to understand this. Let's not twist this up. We live in this earth and we all have human emotions. And it's not about what type of religion we're doing. We all get upset. We all get tired. We all get angry. There's times we don't want to be bothered with others. But that doesn't mean that we have to build up this hateful character, because when you build up a hateful character towards others, you're hurting yourself. So those people who don't accept you and you're trying to be respectful and you come to them in a respectful manner and you're telling them, well, I can't do this for you at this time, they're not willing to accept you. They don't like you. They don't want to see you. You have to say, so what? It's not that you hate them or you're going to just say, I don't care about this person. No, you just, well, so what? You have to just start telling yourself, so, you know what, so what? If they hate me, so what? I'm going to still love you, but so what? Because I got to take care of myself. I'm going to still like you, and I'm going to still be there for you. But right now, if you don't like me, you hate me, so what? Because I have to handle my own things. I have to be the work at this time, and I can't pick you up at this time. I came to you in a respectful manner, or I cannot shop and pick up groceries for you every week because my schedule has changed. I just had a baby. Some people just had a baby, and you can say, I just had a baby, and they still don't care. Some people still... Let me tell you, there's a lot of stories that I've heard, and even me, myself, I have experienced a lot of things where you can just do things for people, and you're like, wow, this person is so angry. But in time, and you grow, and through your experiences, you learn that it's not about you, it's about them. And ladies, I want you to learn to love yourselves and know that it's nothing wrong with your looks. It's nothing wrong with your personality. There's nothing wrong with you. Maybe they like this person over here, and just because this person has that bubbly personality and they are what do you call that in school, ladies, when everybody likes a certain person? Popular, right? I wasn't popular in school. I was not popular in school, but I was always around people that were popular. But I got popular, let's say, when I was in my 20s, a little later, like late, between the ages of, ladies, it was like 18 and 19, let's say, I started getting popular. But it's some people, and they were third grade and way up into high school, they just was popular. And some of us would come like that later on, like, not that I wanted it, but it just is like, I'm one that don't like the spotlight too much. And I would go, oh, my God, why am I getting so much attention? I don't want this attention. So sometimes you get the attention that you don't even want, but, hey, it's life. It's nothing you can do about that. Like, there's nothing you can do about if someone is not willing to accept you. You have to develop and the strength to say, so what? Speak to yourself, but don't beat yourself up because he doesn't like you. He feels that you can't come through for him. You're doing everything and he doesn't accept you. She doesn't want to be your friend. She doesn't want to be bothered with you. You're doing everything. She doesn't want to accept you. Your mother-in-law is just don't like you. And even though, let's say you have problems in the past, she's not willing to forgive you. You're feeling, now look at the feeling behind it. You're feeling sad, miserable. You're developing hate because they're treating you a certain way. And now you're feeling like, you know what? You're starting to feel hate. Unforgiveness, anxiety, depressed, sad. I mean, who wants to feel all that because someone else doesn't like you? Ladies, I want you to say to yourself, if they don't like me, if they don't accept me, so what? So what? So what? It starts from within. It starts with you. And you have to learn how to love yourself. Your many relationships, ladies, around this world and this whole universe is not perfect. So there's some people that will do things to you. Your child. Some people have broken relationships with their children. With their mother, yes. With their fiance, they're going through it. With their husband, with someone that they're dating. And the minute you do something, let's say, if you did, yes, you've done something and you're trying to make up for it because you're in the wrong. If they're not willing to accept your apology, you have to say, so what? Because if you spend your time trying to please people, you are going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. Say, so what? Come on, ladies, I said it three times. So what? So what? So what? So what? I'll say it again. So what? So what? If you can speak to yourself and someone is trying to down you and say, you know what? I ain't even going to respond. So what? You're going to just develop so much confidence, ladies. I want you ladies to understand that you are unique. You are a wonderful human being. You are lovely. You are somebody. You are beautiful. The face you got, God gave it to you. The body you got, God gave it to you. You don't like your body, work on it. Go work out. Get some help. If you can't do it yourself, find a friend who will motivate you, someone that's going to speak to you and encourage you. It's life. Enjoy your life because you only have one life, ladies. And I don't want you to spend it trying to please others, but I want you to spend it when someone tries to come at you and they're saying things and you're feeling all bad. I want you to say, so what? You tried. You tried to do things in a respectful manner to help others and make up for your wrongdoing. Some of you didn't even do anything wrong and people don't like you. Remember this, lady, it's not you, it's them. I want you to develop the so what method. Speak that within, okay? Ladies, if you have any further topics that you want me to discuss, you can reach me at info@tmcoaching.net. That's info@tmcoaching.net. Ladies, I love you, ladies. Just try to relax. And I know many of you are going through some stuff and situations at this time, but I want you to know it's not your fault. If someone is doing something to you, you have to develop the so what method. It's not your fault, so what? Love them, respect them, but don't beat yourself up over it. Develop the so what method. I love you, ladies, and remember, once again, if you have any topics you want me to discuss, just feel free to send me an email at tmcoaching.net. And remember, you can always log on to my website. That's tmcoaching.net. The email is info@tmcoaching.net. The website is tmcoaching.net. I love you, ladies, and be sure to tune in next time. I love you, and I'll see you, ladies, next week.